Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is the spiritual breakfast, 7 to 9, and Thursdays, every day we have a 8:30 to 9 is our interview segment. So alhamdulillah, we have Haji Abu Bakr Rawat, and he's here with us in studio. Alhamdulillah, came with a beautiful fragrance also. Also very happy that Dawood, I had given him water for the first time, mashallah. So he said, in shakartum lazidannakum. Make sugar, Allah will increase, inshallah. Next time, maybe Dawood will offer some tea or something. Haji Saab, let's welcome you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Hope you are all in a good spirit. May Allah Ta'ala always keep you all in that way. And those that are sick, Allah give them shifa kamil ajila daima. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmanu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Let us correct our intention that we are listening to the talks of deen only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the full hope of getting the rewards of 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Haji Saab, when you walked in, I asked you about your phone and I said we must share it to the listeners also so that they can also benefit, you know. So I saw your phone looks like those machines. It looks like a phone also. It's more like that than that. You just tap it and that. So you were saying that you use your phone to, well, you don't need to carry your card anymore.
No, no more.
You just scan with your...
You just tap.
Tap it with your phone. And then I was asking about the safety in it. So how does that work?
You have a PIN with it. So you put in your PIN code first. So even if your phone gets stolen, they can't access your tapping because they need a code before they enter the phone.
Okay. So does you can edit it on your banking app?
On your banking app.
Okay. Because so many times it happens to me. We go to the shop and you forgot your wallet. And you brought all your products there and you forget your wallet. And then you have to, it's embarrassing. So like this, it's most of the time we don't forget our phones.
Okay.
So you just tap it.
That's our second partner.
Yeah, so you see our elders, they're more advanced than us. We're still sleeping.
It's all the youngsters' system.
Yeah.
We don't do nothing. We're just told to do this.
Mm.
It's loaded already.
And I remember this not so long ago. This youngster in Palestine, I think from West Bank, he developed this app. And it tells you, because West Bank, when we went also, it's has many entrances with it's boomed off. So sometimes they stop all the people. It's like, imagine you got your house there, but you feel like a prisoner in your own locality, community. So they stop you and they do funny things. So he developed the app. When you go in this app, it will tell you which entrance is free. You can go in and they ban the app and everything. And then I think one of the Islamic organizations, they protested towards it and saw how they can clamp down on these Jews that were putting these, banning the apps and that. So it's sometimes they develop some unique apps. If you see the verse, like the GPS also. One of my uncles, Mulana, he shouted me once because that time I was not for technology and all of that. We must learn the asal way, like our parents, like you. They used the books, the map books, and they knew what was happening. Now we just follow blindly everything. So he said, he shouted to me, he said, why don't you people, you got all this technology, you all don't use it for the right things. So from that day, I started using it now. Alhamdulillah. Even the tafsir app, Ma'riful Quran, it's beautiful to use. Haji Saab, what's on our menu for today?
Inshallah, a few events that took place this week in our visit to Botswana.
Sure.
And we'll see some people there. Some good experience we had. Alhamdulillah. This weekend that youngster Raiz Saluji passed away.
Riza
Saluji. There's some noble legacy that he left behind. His treatment towards his father.
Che.
That he used to hug his father four times a day. and today is not found.
Gee.
Amongst the youth, that their parents are still living.
Mm.
Forget, sometimes they don't even make salam.
Mm.
This how sad it's become.
And it's strange also when it comes to the father, we tend to think that we feel it's strange to say, I love you. Mother is easy, but the father, it's like we're not trained to, but you're supposed to show that. Arabic, you say, Masnoon dua inni uhibbuka fillah. So you say that.
And how he used to treat his elders and his mates,
mm.
and how pabal he was with his salah
mm.
and Quran recitation.
How old was he?
18 years old.
Mm.
And these were noble qualities that today we as adults also have to learn.
Gee.
That how he treated his parents.
Mm.
Today we don't find, they always say the mother has three rights and the father has one.
Mm.
But the father was a starter. If it wasn't the father, you wouldn't have been in the world.
Mm.
But respect is lost.
Mm.
Today in society, respect is lost completely. Previously, the children, the minute they enter home, even if the father is sitting in the gathering, they would go straight to him, hug him, kiss him on his forehead, kiss him on his hand. That mm. was the respect.
Mm.
But today it's lost in society.
Mm.
They're just in and out, salam, no salam, just in and out.
Mm.
And we forgot the etiquettes of how to treat our parents.
Yeah.
Mm. And always the grandchildren also, Daddy, what you bought for me today? Nani, what you bought for me today? I said, Daddy bought, but with Nana's money and Dada's money. Nobody comes tell Dada, Jazakallah, Dada, you bought. With your money, Daddy bought for us.
Mm.
Daddy gets all the praises, Nani gets all the praises. So I said, no problem. We don't feel left out. But Allah shukr, Allah shows you all these examples.
Mm.
So somebody said yesterday they didn't put a life jacket on. But really, do we realize that kullu nafsin zaikatul maut? Malik al-Maut was waiting for him. My late Sheikh, rahmatullah, one of our harubais drowned in Hazy View. So Sheikh told me, the soul of a shaheed that drowns, mm. Allah Ta'ala takes his soul
mm.
in the water.
Gee.
So what great honor and status that Allah takes your soul
mm.
when you're drowning.
Mm.
That aspect we don't know. We're mm. just more worried he didn't put on his life jacket. And as the father explained, it was such a coincidence that the container, as they were leaving, one fell into the water with the wind. And that's what he was trying to retrieve. And as he was going, it was going further and further.
Mm.
And we realize now that his mort was written at that place.
Gee.
And the friends were looking, they phoned the father. He said, just keep an eye on him. And to show to you that Allah is in control, it took 2 days to get his body.
Mm.
So it brought the incident of my late father. He was visiting one of my cousins between Nilestrom and Marble Hall.
Mm.
He was fast asleep on the bed. And because he preferred the flat toilet,
mm.
my cousin made a special flat toilet for him.
Mm.
And he just got up, he told my mother, pack your bags, we're going. And they prepared a braai, everything for him. And he insisted, he said, no, I want to go to Middelburg to meet my elder brother.
Mm.
This trip is to do every year 2 weeks.
Gee.
It's to start from Eastern Transvaal right through to visit the family.
Mm.
And spend one night with the family, up to White River, wherever the family were. This was his noble habit. Every year, for 2 weeks, he used to go. And he caught up. He told my mother, come, pack the bags, we're going. Mm. My cousin pleaded. He said, Mamaji, please, we prepared so much. Everything is ready. Please stay over. He said, no.
Mm.
He said, I'll come back another time. So as he was traveling to Marble Hall, my mother was giving him peanuts. He liked peanuts. So he ate. And he came to a stop street. He stopped. And next thing, the car capsized.
Mm.
And he was out of the car. Till today, we can't comprehend how he passed away. And they found him 20 meters from the car.
Mm.
As they turned over, My mother, the packet fell from my hand. And next thing she realized, the car is capsized. So a white chap, a farmer, was coming past with a tractor. He stopped immediately. And he looked at the, he told my mother to open the window. So it was slightly open. So she asked him, where's my husband? He said, there's nobody here. The seat is empty. But the car was upside down. So immediately a few farmers came. They brought the car down. And they're now looking for where's my father. They found him 20 meters from there. And his head was badly bruised. So my mother always told me, said, you see how Allah works. The place where he was working, Khroblasdal, was about 30 kilos from there. His ghusl was given there. He was the imam, used to read the Jummah khutbah, and that's where his ghusl was given. Then he was brought home. So my mother always told me, you must always be prepared for death. See your father.
Allah.
And the elder brother from Middlebank, my mutter papa, he brought his own kafan for my father. So this is takdir. Wherever Allah Ta'ala wishes you to, your soul to be taken, that's the place it's going to be taken. All others are excuses. A lot of times we hear, yeah, he didn't put on his seatbelt in the accident. And sometimes you hear the person had his seatbelt on and the car was on fire. He couldn't take out the seatbelt in time. He burned in the fire. So we have to acknowledge this, that everything is from Allah. And we, to, like the elders used to say, take lessons from it. That this incident happened and this what lesson we have to take. So alhamdulillah, last week we went to Botswana for a few days, for 4 or 5 days with my friend. He had some patients to treat. And we saw the area. We visited some. Two of our relatives are there also. So shukr alhamdulillah, we spent quite some time there and met people. And we did our work. So one person was telling me, he says, Haji Saab, it's so bad in today's society. The one youngster was on drugs. And he used to go on a high. So that day his phone wasn't working. So I said, then what happened? He said, no, he borrowed his mother's phone. And on his mother's phone, he saw the mother naked with her boyfriend. And they're taking naked pictures in the room.
Inna lillahi wa inna
ilayhi. He said, this youngster got so mad, so angry. He went to consume more drugs. So then he said, we explained to him that it's not the solution of the. Your mother committed one wrong doesn't mean you have the right to commit another wrong. But he said, how can my mother do this? My father passed away recently. How can my mother do this? See, we all got the same parts. What is still to take photos of it and to be proud of it and keep it on your phone? This is the condition of the ummah. Sometimes you wonder why our du'as are not getting accepted. This is how the stories that you hear. And Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Ameen.
That these things are going out of hand. Yesterday I met a friend of mine who's telling me the same. He says one very good friend of his suspected his wife. And she had a second phone. So he's looking for this phone. One day Allah Ta'ala made him find the phone. There he saw with how many men his wife slept with. And he got a shock of his life. He said, now, is this real? How am I imagining? Anyway, he said, all right, I'm setting a trap. But quietly, he didn't speak a word. The day went normal to work. She was happy he's gone. So from work, he went to a friend's place. He changed the car. And he spoke to the neighbor. He said, I'm coming to park this car here. They don't know me. I'm in this car. So he sat for about 10, 15 minutes, had tea with the neighbor, and a car pitched up. He saw a respectable man with a namaz mark on his head, kurta, walked out of the car. So he sat for 10, 15 minutes, got up, quietly went into the house, opened the room door. They were performing zina.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun.
He took a photo, went out of there. They realize now he's there, asking profusely for maaf. He said, no problem. finish, end of the story. So he went downstairs, his mother-in-law lives downstairs. So he said, "Ma, how are you?" Everything greeted. He said, do you know what my wife is doing, your daughter?" So he showed her the picture. She was so ashamed, she just looked down. He said, "Ma, that's not all. He has all other pictures. All these men were coming. Why didn't you tell me what my wife is doing and committing zina?" Immediately gave her 3 talaqs, walked out of the house. When next door, he started crying profusely, telling his friend that this is what my wife has been doing for so many years. So how many cases are like that? Allah Ta'ala protect us, and let us always keep making dua. That it is important we discuss these things, that we the people know that these evils are prevalent in society, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala protect them and bring them back on the road of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim and give them hidayah to repent. So with this few drug cases that we were busy with, I always used to wonder why Mawlana Abrarul Haqsab used to give 50 rakats of salah when the mistakes were big in Hardoi. So I tried it. I said, let me try with one friend that was a druggie. So he committed 1-2 mistakes. So I told him, look, start with 50 rakat salah. But each 4
mistakes rakat,
in his drug, overdosage. So I told him, disrespectful to his parent, I told him, write this 50 rakats you read. Every 4 rakats, 1 intention. That Allah disrespected my mother. I'm reading this 4 rakats. I'm asking Toba for it. The next, I took drugs, different drugs, alcohol, gambling. He says, Allah opened such avenues for me after every 4 rakats. There were sins that I even forgot about. He said, but Allah brought it to my notice that you committed this sin. So he said, I even forgot the count of how many rakats I read. But he said, definitely I read more than 50. So he read 3 sets of 50. He said, my Haji Sahib, I can't explain to you how much of enjoyment Allah gave me for the istighfar that I made. And sincere istighfar. So I told him, it's a promise that if you repent sincerely, Allah will definitely forgive you. Then afterwards, he came back at home. Everything was fine. So one evening, he phoned me. He says, you know, I'm still not satisfied for the sins that I committed. What can I do extra? So I said, all right, list all your sins to yourself. And for each one, read 1,000 times istighfar. So he said, the first one I started was all the zina cases. He said, then Allah, after 300, Allah brought another incident to my mind. We were 6 boys. We got 1 girl. We had sex with her. And she became pregnant. And she gave birth. Now she's accusing each one that this child looks like you, this child. He said, no, give it time till the child forms nicely, 1 or 2. But she was wealthy, so she didn't bother. So he said, after 2 years, I saw the child, and the child resembles my child. He said, I made so much sincere toba. After 300, Allah brought this incident to his mind. He said, and for every of that incident, I made 1,000 istighfar. He said, really, today I feel so light that one big burden was lifted off my shoulder. I said, yeah, it's a lesson Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. That 100 times istighfar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was pure. But teach the ummah that this thing is prevalent in society and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot deny that this is not prevalent. With the cell phone today, all the porn sites are easier, accessible. And Allah protect us. We are the people to buy the phone. I remember my son, when he was in matric, told me, I need a latest phone. So I told him, bye, please give me 20 good reasons why you need an up-to-date phone. We're still standing on 5. He's married with 2 kids. We haven't progressed. There was no need to have a fancy phone at school. But to be in the club of society, we offer our children the best.
Mm.
And then after he completed his heaps, his sister bought him one phone. So I told her, Papa, the good that he does is your reward. The evil that he does is your sin. So she made sure she put codes for everything, even on the internet. When he wanted to go, she used to open the code for him.
Hmm.
But I said, that's not the solution. We got Wi-Fi at home. It's easy accessible today. Everybody's there.
Hmm.
So our current sheikh was telling me one day, he said one parent phoned him from a town, country town. He said, I want to discuss this issue with you. He said, what happened? He said, my children used to go next door to watch TV.
Mm.
So I told him, no. I told my wife, no, let's buy a TV. Let them stay in the house.
Mm.
So he said, one night I had diarrhea. So I had to use the flat toilet. I went out of the room and I saw the light on. He said, I came to the door. I saw all three children of mine naked on the bed. And they were watching pornography. That was 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, Sheikh, I couldn't sleep the whole night. I was turning and twisting. Ya Allah, what did I do? And it's happening in my own home. So in the morning I got up, I smashed all the TVs. And I banned them from going anywhere.
Sure.
And I started istighfar. So we think that these evils are not prevalent. They are. We talk about it. So inshallah, even if we're involved in it, Allah give us the tawfiq to make istighfar before death.
Ameen.
May Allah ta'ala give me first the speaker, tawfiq, to make amal what has been said. Bring us closer to his marifat and recognition. And istighfar is the way to go. Allah shukr, we started now for about quite some time since my good friend passed away. We created this group of istighfar. Alhamdulillah, in this group, every day we read 5,000 istighfar for the ummah.
Hmm.
That those that don't read, those that are negligent, that Allah Ta'ala, through the barakah of this istighfar, forgive their sins and replace every sin of theirs with a virtue.
Hmm.
And before they come to meet you, let them meet you with a clean slate.
Hmm.
Allah Ta'ala, and one more thing, that this, when we were in Botswana, one brother, we were treating his mother for cancer. So he said, Alhamdulillah, Ajisab, the reports came today, the cancer is shrinking. Said, to the barakat of the rukyas, my mother listens to it punctually morning and evening. And Allah shukr, the report came. The cancer is completely shrinking.
Alhamdulillah.
I said, inshallah, all those patients that need this rukyas can contact me on 082-938-4443. Inshallah, you will also benefit out of it.
Inshallah.
And all those that are sick, Allah give them complete shifa, kamila, ajila, daima.
Ameen.
And make it easy for them, inshallah.
Ameen.
Mazai, you can make dua today.
No, I just got a question before we go to the dua. There's a question that someone asked also, that they are experiencing, they think it's after the vaccine, that they've gone into like a sort of a depression.
Okay.
And they don't know what to do. It's just like strange that all of a sudden this is happening now. And they retired, they're not working anymore. And there's many cases like this, yeah. So what can they do? They basically, the anxiety is like on another level. And I think also the stress of being retired, there's no sense of, we used to do it in school, sense of acceptance in society, of living, of that being accepted. There is no more there. And for men, he says he feels like totally down because there's no income coming in. Sure. So there is the retirement package. But he says that's all now, that sense of feeling. We're not saying retirement package is permissible and all of that sort. But what we're saying here is that sense of objective. I had that objective before, now it's gone. And he used to be a 5-time salah, a namazi in that.
Well, inshallah, this rukyas will help him not. And one buzrug, I was sitting when the lens istima was. So he gave me one dua. He said, this person had a tax problem, a huge amount.
Mm.
And he kept on. He said, within a week, Allah shukr, his tax problem was resolved. So a lot of people that have children problems or that I give them this dua, they can contact me. Inshallah, it's available. And these rukyas also. Alhamdulillah, we see now from this cancer case, a lot of people looking for work, I give them this. And it brings so much of tranquility and nurine into the system. This is the most important thing, is to develop that nur. When Quran enters, they ask me all the time, why earphones? Because it goes directly into your body. You're paying attention, you don't pay attention, but the words of the Quran and Majid and the words of Allah are entering your body.
Exactly.
That is our spirituality. If our spirituality is strong, inshallah, we are happy in all conditions.
And that's also, our Ustad used to tell us also, you have the TV there and you have a frame with Allah's name. So you've got all the darkness and the light. When these two are in conflict, you're going to have these situations where the evil jinn are going to take over you and all of this. Yeah. So Allah protect us, Allah guide us. Those, as Haji Sahib said, our spirituality is important. Haji Sahib, you will make dua, inshallah.
Today we have one of
Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar Rabbana ighfir li Rabbana ighfir lana warhamna O Allah, O merciful, O our compassionate, Ya Allah, our sustainer, You forgive us for all our sins, Ya Allah, daily, every second, Ya Allah. Shaitan is working on us and our nafs is giving into it. Together, Ya Allah, we are losing ourselves, Ya Allah. And all this fitna that is out there, Ya Allah, You protect us, Ya Allah. Give us the ability to do that which pleases You. Save us from Your punishment, Ya Allah. And cause make it a means, Ya Allah, that we change, transform, reform our lives. And then others around us as well. And let this have a ripple effect to the point that Islam is at the top and Islam rules again in the world, Ya Allah. Our brethren, our brothers and sisters, children, mothers of all the, wherever in the world, especially Palestine, Sudan, suffering such a catastrophic crisis, Ya Allah, You give them ease, comfort, give them victory, Ya Allah. Rescue all our believers, Ya Allah. Those who are working 24 hours and working to extinguish Your light, Ya Allah, You remove them. You've said it Yourself, Ya Allah, that You reject what they're going to do and Your nur will be complete even though they will dislike it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You reform us, You assist us, those who are on drugs, Ya Allah. Give them the ability to implement what has been said in this program and come out of it. Those who are disrespectful to their parents, may Allah, You grant us that ability to be respectful to them. And also our salah, Ya Allah, give us the ability to establish salah properly and to perform it the correct manner, in the correct way with Your remembrance. Give us the sweetness of iman, Ya Allah. Give us the ability to stay away from evil, all our khankas of haq and all those efforts, tabligh jamaat, all of the shuyukh, whoever is making effort in the right cause, Ya Allah, with truth and haq, Ya Allah, You give them victory and make it a means for others to gain iman, Ya Allah. Our locals of South Africa, Ya Allah, You grant them iman, Ya Allah. Let it not be that it turns like the UK, they turn against us, Ya Allah. Give us the concern to give and that worry for how they can also get iman, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, give us that strength as well for our children, Ya Allah. So much of problems coming with regards to the children and the fitna out there. You rescue our children, You rescue us, and give us the ability to eventually pass away with iman, with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, You reward our Haji Abu Bakr also for coming every now and then, waking up this ummah from their slumber, and all those making effort, whichever an effort of the haq, You reward them too, Ya Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
جزاك الله خيرا
جزاكم الله خيرا